You're listening to Gay PHX, your connection to community, and right now you're getting the quick scoop. Joining us today is Will Goldstein, here to give us a scoop on Fit to be Tied and what's coming up on August 6th. Will, what's the scoop?
How's it going? Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. So, Fit to be Tied is an independent film that we're raising donations for to shoot here in Phoenix. It's based on a very successful stage play written and directed by my good friend Kevin Michael West. It has had great runs in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. It's essentially a sexy, hilariously funny, kinky LGBTQ comedy that offers a fresh perspective on the subject of S&M. This outrageous and ultimately moving story follows two young gay men, strangers who meet in a hotel room to carry out a slave master role fantasy together. It's a chamber piece taking place over one night with minimal cast, minimal crew, making it a low-budget film with a supportive niche audience. It's comparable to recent genre favorites like Moonlight, Beach Rats, and Tangerine even, as well as other successful chamber pieces like Tape, Lock, and The One I Love. So we are going to be raising money and donations for this on August the 6th, which is next Thursday. I remember correctly.
It is.
It is next Thursday. That's right. At 5:30, it's going to be at the Cobalt Bar. Tickets can be purchased on the Cobalt's website, and you'll see a little advertisement for us. The tickets start at $25 for seating and $20 for standing. It is, again, a fundraiser for this film that we're raising money for to shoot here in Phoenix. So it's Phoenix born and bred. We're also going to include at the fundraiser, it should be fun, drag performances from Cirque de Sutre, BDSM demonstrations from local community leaders. And that is my spiel.
Excellent. And how important is it to get people to come to this fundraiser? Because Hollywood isn't making movies like this.
No, they're really not. It seems to be that they're coming around, but they're focusing more on the lurid aspects of everything. And that's the reason I really love this film, is there's nothing like that. It's actually a very earnest, heartwarming film about two awkward misfits just trying to make a connection. So it's not anything, it's not a real quote-unquote master and slave situation. They never really get to the sex because of all the awkwardness between them, but they do end up forming a special bond. And so what we're doing is we're trying to tap the audience initially before we make the actual film. So one, we have a built-in audience, and it's easier to produce that way when you've already got a significant fan base. And to kind of rebel, I mean, in our own minor way against, you know, the Hollywood system. You know, we want to go directly to the source and see what people want to see and produce that kind of content instead of recycling old IP and old projects and remakes and so on and so forth. We're champions of independent film and independent artists and give them essentially carte blanche to make their movies while we focus on fundraising and financing the project. So that's our company is called Iconoclastic Content. And an iconoclast is somebody who intentionally goes against the grain, intentionally breaks the rules in order to make a statement. So we felt that that really fit our business model and our business brand. And that's what we're doing. The whole purpose of the company is to champion local independent artists to create their vision without intervention from any kind of studio or something like that. And this is why it's so significant. This is our banner project. This is the first one out of the gate. This is the big one. So we want to make sure that we do it right and we do it for Phoenix.
Well, we love it and we're here to support you in any way that we can. So thanks for coming on and telling everyone about it.
Thank you so much, Billy.
Awesome. All right. Well, you know, that's your quick scoop. Gay PHX. We'll see you out there.